And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. We'll start in Scotland, where one small boy showed more backbone than most grown men. A group of Beaver Scouts, children 6 to 8 years old, toured an Islamic center in the city of Stirling. To earn a faith badge, the kids were encouraged to bow toward Mecca in Muslim prayer. One little boy refused, just stood there while everyone around him knelt. Now imagine this in the reverse. Scottish children marched into a church and told to bow in the name of Jesus. The outrage would be absolutely asinine, but submission to one faith, well, that's going to earn a merit badge. And moving to the subject now of campus hostility, where the Justice Department is suing the University of California, Los Angeles. The charge is that the school looked the other way while Jewish and Israeli students were harassed and even attacked, including during the anti-Israel encampment back in 2024. Federal law says schools taking federal money can't tolerate that. The university says it's not enough. And the feds say deliberate indifference isn't enough. It's pretty funny on campuses that police every stray word suddenly go blind when the target is the wrong group. Now to a story California would rather bury. A man named Sammy, lipstick, deep voice, and nothing else on, had been parading naked through the women's locker room at San Francisco's YMCA since 2024. Hours at a time in front of women and children. And the fix? Well, they didn't remove him. They just posted a sign asking everyone to keep their nudity brief. And once that rule changed, Sammy vanished. Almost like his behavior had a whole point behind it. Hollywood, meanwhile, made our argument by accident. Netflix put out a film called Ladies First, where the sexes swap places and women run everything. Critics are calling it one of the worst movies ever made. But the punchline to all of this is, to build its world, the movie had to assume men and women are genuinely different. Two sexes with two natures. The reviewer admitted, "You walk away thinking the old roles actually made sense." Well, yeah, they did. And accountability is making a comeback in some places, that is. In Ohio, State Auditor Keith Faber joined a national coalition of fiscal watchdogs and has already flagged nearly $9 billion in waste and fraud, much of it in Medicaid. In California, lawmakers went the opposite direction, passing what critics call the Stop Nick Shirley Act, named for the citizen journalist who's been filming where taxpayers' money actually goes. One state hunts the fraud, the other is outlawing the camera. Finally, Ted Cruz and Martha Kentwell, a Republican and a Democrat, actually agreed on something recently. Their Protect College Sports Act would rein in the transfer chaos and bidding wars that has turned college athletics into the Wild West. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.